You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you today. Hope you're having a wonderful day. You've done the right thing now. You've tuned in to hear a word from God today, and that's why we call this program WGOD, because I know this secret, my friends, and I share it with you, and that is I know where God is always broadcasting, and that is in His Word. That's why we let the Word of God lead us here and guide us and be the focal point, the central thing of what we do, is we let the Word of God speak, just like that song too, Word of God Speak. He's going to speak today. He's speaking some shocking things to us early on in the book of Revelation. We learn this incredible prophetic truth that when Jesus comes back, everyone's not going to rejoice. When Jesus comes back, everyone's going to wail. We also find out that everyone that wails is going to be deceived into taking the mark of the beast. We're going to find out He deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to Him to do, the false prophet. Oh, the Word of God is speaking loud and clear. WGOD, God's got a lot to say today. And that's what we're looking at here today. We're looking at this sermon I've entitled, I Have the Keys to Hell, because that's what Jesus said. He said that He has the keys to death and of hell and of Hades. And what do keys do? Well, they lock things, right? So He can either unlock the door and let you out, or He can turn that lock and you hear that tumbler click and lock you into hell. I won't say for all eternity, because the time is coming when hell's going to give up everyone that's in it and cough everyone up like a whale coughs up Jonah on the beach. Hell is going to cough up everyone inside of there as well. That's for another day. You can read more on that in Revelation chapter 20 if you're interested. Here now is part two of this message, I Have the Keys to Hell.
From the east to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. God expects you to know that. He owes you no tractor beam. If you're deceived by that, like the 4 billion people that will be that live on the earth, it's your own fault. He was granted power to give life to this icon of the beast, so that the icon of the beast, remember what icon means, it's an exact representation of an original, like the coin, whose icon and inscription is this? Caesar's. Or Jesus Christ, He's the icon of the invisible God, firstborn over all creation. It's an exact representation of an original, like John F. Kennedy on a 50-cent piece, or Eisenhower on a dollar. Is the image of the beast. He's exact representation of the original. Even in Nebuchadnezzar's day, they had one. And they forced everyone to bow down and worship it. Daniel chapter 3. Right? Everyone who doesn't fall down and worship the beast is going to be thrown into the burning fiery furnace. Verse 16, He causes all, small, great, rich, poor, free, and bond, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, so that no one can buy or sell, save he that has the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. He causes all to receive the mark. And this is how and why all the earth will wail when they see the Lord coming on the clouds. Because prior to that, all the people on planet Earth had a decision to make. And everyone guessed wrong. That is why the atheist and the agnostic and the scoffer and the unbeliever and the fence sitter looks up and they can't call on the name of the Lord because it's too late. Because once you take the mark of the beast, it's all over for you. There's no repentance from that. There's no turning back from that. They all guessed wrong because, like the Bible says, they were deceived into guessing wrong. They were deceived into guessing wrong. Now let's pick it up here, verse 7 of chapter 1. Behold, he's coming with the clouds, or he's coming with clouds, or in the clouds. The definite article, T-H-E, is in this text, though. The clouds. Behold, he's coming in the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. Meaning who? Jews. Or all of us. All the tribes of the earth will wail because of him. Then it says, even so, amen. Even that speaks volumes, doesn't it? Meaning, even so, meaning, sorry it's got to be this way. Even so, even though 4 billion people are going to look up and cry, the text says, even so, and then so be it. Amen. So be it. This it is. 4 billion people are going to look up and wail. Even so. So be it. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord. My Bible says, it says the Lord God, who is and was and who is to come, the Almighty. You have four different things he calls himself there. Alpha and Omega are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. Similar to saying, I am the A and A to Z, right? Beginning to the end. In the beginning was the Word. At the end will be the Word. I am also the great I am. Then he says, who is? Who is what? Nope, who is. And who was? The word was is an imperfect verb. Imperfect means you don't know. It means it has no beginning. You can't point to a time when it started. It's in the imperfect tense, meaning no one, it's always been there. There's no pointing to a beginning time. Like when it says, in the beginning was. The word was is an imperfect verb. Who is and who was and who is to come. Then it says, the Almighty. Greek word, panta kratos. Panta means all. Kratos means power and might. That's Almighty God. The El Shaddai in the Old Testament is Pantocrator in the New. How's that for a greeting, by the way? Now in verse 9, a sentence or two from the man that wrote all this down. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and hupomone of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Well, 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 what do you know? It seems that back in John's day, there was an intolerance for the word of God. Funny how some things never change, isn't it? There's an intolerance today for the word of God. Certainly in schools, this problem is rampant. But look on the other parts of the world today. Look how the Bibles have to be smuggled into countries like China and North Korea and Muslim countries. Why? Because there's an intolerance for the Word of God today. That's why. What are they so afraid of? What are you so afraid of? The second thing that got John sent to a penal colony an intolerance to the testimony of Jesus Christ. Look at how Jesus Christ is mocked in this country and how people are scorned. People like Tim Tebow, good example, and others who boldly give testimony of Jesus Christ. People in this country are routinely silenced for giving a testimony of Jesus Christ. If it's on film, it's snipped out and left on the cutting room floor. Again, I ask, what are people afraid of? Most secular PhDs today all agree that anything Jesus ever said was give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's, and the people made up the rest. What are you afraid of? No, you see, this is a spiritual battle. And it's been going on for over 2,000 years now. The same thing that were happening in John's day are happening in our day. Except for one thing. They don't feed you to the lions. Now, Jesus said this about the future. Matthew 24:9. He said, then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. You will be hated by everyone on account of my name. And then many will be offended. Or New American Standard says, then many will fall away from the faith and betray one another and hate one another. Which is why Jesus says, those who love their life will lose it. And those who hate their lives will keep it unto life eternal. It's John 12:25. Maybe you say, well, the rapture will come before all this, and this doesn't apply to me. Well, I have yet not to be instructed by the Lord to omit this portion of Scripture in teaching it to you. Imagine telling millions of Christians that have been martyred already that enduring tribulation doesn't apply to them. The Lord said, in this world, you will have tribulation. What's required of you is to hate your life like the Lord tells you and love God more. I know that's a lofty position, isn't it? How many people in here hate their lives the way Jesus intended it to be taken? One hand? Somebody? Does anyone hate their life in here? I fail at this verse. I'll tell you what, though, you go overseas, I'll bet you 99% of people pass this verse. When you go to Syria and Iraq and the Middle East, I'm still working on that. Satan says this about you. Skin for skin, exclamation point. All that a man has, he will give for his life. Satan thinks you are a weakling and will do anything to save your ever-loving hide until you prove him wrong. In the field of adversity.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's modern worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning.